Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's pretty amazing to me. The Selection Monday show is what, at 8 o'clock, Greg, or 7 o'clock, or something like that? So let me ask you, in case you haven't heard, the women's bracket was leaked early today. So the Selection Monday show, you know, which is essentially Selection Sunday show, except for it happens on Monday, just, you know, so that they can have their own night in the spotlight, so to speak. Are they still going to have teams jumping up, you know, like when they put the bracket up on the TV? Are they still answer me that, Craig. Are they still going to have the teams jumping around for joy, acting like they didn't know where they were going, like they're super surprised?
I'm going to go no.
I think they will. Now, here's the other thing that's even better. You know, I mean, it's one thing if you're Louisville. I mean, it's one thing if you're Robert Morris, right? You won your conference, and so you knew you were going. You knew you were going to the tournament, right? And if you're Robert Morris, you have a pretty good idea that unless unless somebody in high places smiles on you, you're almost assuredly going to get a 16 seed. So, you know, it means you're going to probably end up playing Notre Dame or Louisville or Baylor, one of the best teams, right? So those groups of teams that knew they were going to be in, there'll probably be less joy. My question is, are they still going to have, like, you know, the bubble teams, the bubble at large teams, are they still going to have them jump off of their seat? When their name is announced, like, wow, we're so excited we got in. That's my question, Greg. Are they still going to do that for TV? Because you know it's ESPN now, right? So my question is, are they still going to do that?
Probably.
That's going to be a lot of fun to see.
They'll probably know, but if they know that they're on camera, why not?
Well, what I mean is, are they still going to try and make it a television show, right? A television show with drama and all that other stuff. So to me, I think that's incredible. When it comes down to the whole, first of all, how does it happen? How does it already happen? Look, they already got it going. It's amazing to me that that happens. It's up on the screen right now. You have all this planning that goes into a show, and, you know, basically, you want to have the drama, and you want to have people, like I said, the television show where teams are all really excited and all the other stuff, and it gets released early. Oh, boy. There was one year, remember the one year when the men's tournament where somebody had an inside track? Or somebody knew, one of the national writers somehow knew what was going on and was basically putting out the names and the locations and everything before they were actually announced. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that didn't go well for him.
Yeah, that didn't go over very well. And I'll tell you another thing that was hilarious was, do you remember when the, for the NBA draft, I think it was Adrian Wojnarowski or whatever his name is from New Jersey, who is, he covers the NBA. I don't even know who he works for anymore. All these guys bounce around all these national outlets. So what happens is he actually, I forget, somehow he was on the headphones when, you know, in between, like, the league office and somebody else. So I think it was in between, like, the league office and somebody. Anyway, he was calling out all of the draft picks, like, well before they were actually being announced.
Yeah, this article says Woj stole the NBA draft spotlight
exactly. Yeah.
By hilariously leaking picks on Twitter.
Yeah, and he was on Twitter, but I forget how he was getting them. He was on the headphones in between somebody else and someone else, and then all of a sudden, I forget, but because the bottom line is, I've worked at the NBA, and I've actually been behind the scenes of a draft. Okay, First of all, any trade that happens has to be run through the lawyers and the league's lawyers. So there's a point person, you know, who says, hey, you know, the Nuggets want to trade their fourth pick for, you know, this team's 20th pick and, you know, a first rounder next year and, you know, this player. Well, they run it past through the lawyers, you know, whatever you want to call them, compliance people, whatever, that make sure that they, you know, that the trades are all kosher before they can happen, right? So if you're behind the scenes at the draft, we're sitting back there, you know about the trades probably 15 minutes before they actually happen. And the same thing with the picks, because they go through, you know, and then someone informs Adam Silver, hey, okay, this, and they write it on the card and give it to him. But the team, there's a go-between. Well, somehow Adrian Wojnarowski was listening to this. And so he was able to ruin the draft, basically, that whole entire night. In fact, there was no reason to watch the draft. You know what I'm saying? And that's the beauty of it, is when you've got that going on. And that's similar to what happened here. I don't know how it happened, but here it goes. For the second time in 3 years, an NCAA basketball tournament bracket leaked before it was supposed to be revealed on a selection show created specifically for that purpose. This time it was the bracket for Division I Women's Championship, which was supposed to be revealed at 7 p.m. Eastern on Monday at ESPN. Instead, ESPN's sister network, ESPNU, accidentally revealed it 4 hours earlier. Starting at 3 p.m. on ESPNU's Bracketology show, the college basketball analysts Reese Davis, Jay Billis, and Seth Greenberg, and Jay Williams were discussing the men's bracket, which was released. While the men's bracket appeared front and center on the broadcast, the women's bracket was shown in pieces on the side. Oh, boy. Eventually, the entire bracket was shown, revealing several surprises. Connecticut, 31-2, the dominant power in women's basketball for two decades, will be a number two seed for the first time since 2006. And the Tennessee Lady Vols, who were on the bubble, were included as a number 11 seed, extending their streak to 38 straight NCAA tournament appearances. There's lots of conspiracies around these brackets, but one thing, Greg, I can assure you is that there was no way in hell Tennessee was going to be left out of the field. That's just not how it happens. The men's side, the bracketing is pretty true, although I think that there are definitely some times when they lean to either storylines or bigger name programs or whatever, but it's not, you know, it's almost to the point now where it's pretty straightforward, and is the way the women's tournament still is about making some money and getting, you know, ticket sales and all the other stuff. And bottom line is, even if they go home in the first round, how would you like to be the, what's 11 play, five, six? How'd you like to be the sixth seed that has to play Tennessee? How'd you like to be that? Right?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun. Anyway, we're obviously going to talk a lot about the hoops later. We've got some football, some baseball, all kinds of great stuff on tap for you. 412-928-9370. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.